Okay, started with Malacha, Kotzer. Again, the Magid the Pula, Magid the Tachlis, and then from there. In terms of the Pula, we have a Gemara on the bottom of the Zayin and Medez. Hai man, Shutolash Kshuta, Megizmi, Vehige, Mechaya, Mishum, Oker, Dovar, Megidulo. Again, Amar Abaye, Hai man, the Tolash, Kitra, Meuna, the Katsu. So we have this concept of Okir Dovar Mimakom Gidula, but already as we pointed out within Malach of Zareya, one could understand this concept in one of two ways. We could understand it purely from a physical perspective, that you break a connection, there's a certain physical connection, stronger, weaker, etc., but it's broken. That we turn something from Mechubar into Tolosh. That's the Geder of Kotzer, that's one option. Or we're dealing with Hafsakas Hayanika, there's a certain life-giving process, and you halt that life-giving process. Both of those would fit into the phrase of Okir Dovar Migidulo. However, there are nafkaminas halacha lamaisa between these two approaches. One is the question of Tzad Dagim, that leaving aside perhaps the Yisr of Tzeda, the question is whether we have an Yisr of Kotzer as well when one catches fish, when one removes a fish from water. So within the Bavli Pashtu, one can't tell anything. The Bavli is referring to a situation, Hashola Dagmin Hayam, Kevan Shiesh Vosela Chayav. The Bavli is talking about a situation of Tilas Neshama. Rashi already explains that we're dealing post Seida, Shaya Nitzad Va'omen Vivaldion. So we have no idea what the Bavli would say about being Tzad Dag, whether that would be Kotzer or not. However, we have a Ferish Yerushalmi, name of Rabbanan, the Kesarin, or the Kisrin, whether it's modern day Caesarea or modern day Katsuit in the Golan. In any case, Rabbanan the Kisrin, Amrin, Hahein, the Tzayi, the Kavra, the Cholda Varsha, Tav, Mavdilo, Michiuso, Chayav, Mishun, Kotzer. So clearly, we're dealing over here with a concept of Hafsakas Hayanika. In other words, there is no chibur, there's no physical chibur that we are breaking, but we are stopping the life-giving process. We are mavdilo michiyuto, and that, according to the Yerushalmi, the definition of kotzer. So the extreme situation would be the case of siyid kavra, of catching fish. On the other hand, we have situations where there is no yanika, but there is a physical chibur. And that can take us back to the Bavli, to the Gemara and the Sari Heyamar Aleph. The Gemara over there quotes a machlokes between Rav Eliezer and Rabbanan in terms of Rode Chalos Dvash. The Rav Eliezer felt that Rode Chalos Dvash, it's not clear whether you're taking the honey from the honeycomb or you're taking the honeycomb from the hive. In any case, Shogak to Shabbos Chayev Chata, Sizid Biyom Tav Lokar, Born Divi Rav Eliezer. Amar Avolazar, my time of Rav Eliezer, see, Vayit Boloto Viyaro Tadvash, Man Yan Yar Eitzel Dvash, Alom Elcha, Ma Yar Hatolish Imenu Vishabas Chayev Chatos, Av Chalos Dvash, Harod Imenu Vishabas Chayev Chatos. So again, you don't, even if you hold it, you have a dinner, a physical connection, doesn't have to go as far as the Rode Chalos Dvash, it's Exeris HaKosu, but it only works out if you're dealing with the physical plane. Taking something which is mechubar and turning it into tolosh. Here we have no yinika. So, in other words, we have the Bavli, certainly, Rav Eliezer Shita is working off of breaking a physical chibur. The Yerushalmi, in its extreme case, is certainly working off of breaking a yinika. And Lachora, this is a machlokis, not only perhaps between Rav Eliezer and the Bavli and Rabbanan Kesari of the Yerushalmi, but a machlokis is shown in as well. That we have posos a little later on the Kuf Nun Amud Beis, where Tosos Ibrahim Asfil Bin Mechubar, where Tosos says that Amar Rebbe Lav Mishum Tlisha Nokatla. We were dealing over here in the Gemara with the situation of Kash. Tani Rav Oshia, Ein Machshich in Aratchum, Lahavi Teven Vikash. That we have an Isra Midrabanan to prepare oneself on Shabbos to do a Malacha Motzei Shabbos, and bringing Teven and Kash is needed to be המלאכה. בישר המלכה משקק עשרה במחובר, אלא תבן היכה משקק עשרה, etc. So, the easy way of learning the Gemara would be that kash is machubar, and bringing kash would be breaking that fibur, and that would be a problem of kotze. So this is chas v'shalom. Amar Rebbe, lav mishum tlisha nakatla. We're not dealing over here with the malacha of kotze. Af al gav de machubar la'aretz, ein bo iser tlisha, kevan shiyavish, eino yonek min ha'aretz, kenemuchach b'chulim, v'peraka orva ha'rotev. Yomar teinim shetzomku b'ivehem mitamim tumas ochlim, v'atol shemena b'shabas chayachatas. Dafka tzomku, avo yavshu, lo. V'chein mashem b'chol asuhya. Yavshu hein v'uktzehem, mitamim tumas ochlim, v'hein v'imokral k'makubar. Even though we have over here a physical connection, but there's no yinika. If there's no yinika, you can't speak about ktsira on Shabbos. So what is he referring to? Hord nakarav l'machubar is because of yipui ara. You move back to the problem of choresh, and we're doing a malacha of choresh as opposed to a malacha of as opposed to a malacha of kotzer. And then he brings the gemara in eruvin by ilan yavesh hakanatri peri mashma gam biyavesh yisur tlisha. No. And Rashi over there also in Eruvin holds like Tosfos. And we have Tosfos on Daf Kufnun in the days, Rashi and Eruvin on Daf Kufnun in the days, say the moment there's no Yanika, even when you have a physical Kibur, we do no longer have a Malacha of Kotzer. Kotzer is breaking Yanika. There's no Yanika, there's no Kotzer. On the other hand, the Rambam, in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perek Chet, Halacha Dalet. Rambam over there disagrees with Tosfos. Rambam says, Te'enim shi yavshu v'ivehem, not tzamku, yavshu. V'chein ilan shi yavshu peirosavo. And he quotes the Gemara, both Gemara's of Tosfos quotes, both the Gemara in Chulin and the Gemara in Eruvin. And he says, Atolish mehem b'shabas chayav. Atolish mehem b'shabas chayav. Namely, even though there's no unique, you're not breaking any unique. What are you breaking? You're breaking a physical keyboard. So we have over here a machlokes, again, that we find the makor for it within the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, within Rabbi Eliezer sheet, and within the Rabbanan Kesarin. And it comes up in machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, who link everything to Yunika, as opposed to the Rambam, who appears to be dealing on the level of Machubar and Tolish. It comes to Gwanda Payalov in 2 minutes. But just if we're speaking on the level of Machubar and Tolish, speaking on the level of physical connection, you just have to add in one additional factor. And that's something that we spoke about last year when we were in the Yeredeya, but we'll go back to it here, see it here in Hilchos Shabbos. If we go back to the Gemara on Daf Kuf Zayin and Medeis, Daf Kuf Tes and Aleph, Haiman de Tolas Kishusa Mehizme, Vehike Mechayev Mishum Okir Dover Megidulo, the Gemara purposely gives an example of some sort of a fungus, which is growing, some sort of a mushroom, a parasite, which is growing, from on top of the hizmei, or haiman b'talvash pitra, right? This mushroom, this pitria, this parasite, this fungus, mi'una d'chatzva, which is growing on the external part of a pitcher. We're talking about a situation where there is no hashrasha. There are no roots that one is speaking about. One simply has A, growing on the surface of B, rather than within B. So how does this fit in terms of Machubar and Tolish? This would not be considered to be a classic Machubar. So we pointed out that in Yeredeya, in Siman Vav, Sif Beis, the Machaber points out that Hashochet B'davar HaMachubar V'Karka, if you were to have a branch which is attached to a tree, and this tree is still in the ground, you were to sharpen the branch and use that as your second shlita, that would be pasul. And then the machaber continues, O lagut. If someone were to sharpen his fingernail and use that as a second shlita, that is also no good. Person is machubar, and therefore this is still considered to be connected to machubar. The second shlita has to be talush. But the Rambam gives the example. What does it mean? Machubar lagut? Kigon siporen did the hema. That if you were to take a chicken and you were to sharpen its beak or its nail and use that as a sakit shtita, that would be no good. And the Rabbi Akiva Eger over there asked, yes, I mean, what's the problem? When you're dealing with a branch on a tree, that's mechubar. When you're dealing with a person, so the heated person, we know that an eved is considered to be karaka. Tosis the Kedushin says that every human being has the status halakhically of karaka, but that the hema is metalphalin. Why in the world should the fingernail attached to a behema have a psul of mechubar? So Rabbi Akiva Eger leaves it to Sarafi, and he says that the Ram Machaber has been made a mistake. That the Gemara or the Mishnah, when it says Mechubar Laguf, is referring to a person, and the Machaber accidentally took it to refer to the body of an animal rather than the body of a person. We pointed out when we learned Yeredeya that Rav Soloveitchik, when he got to this Siman in Yeredeya, and Siman Vav Siftes, he said that there is Mechubar and there is Mechubar. In terms of Tumah V'Tahara, in terms of Kinyanim, there we speak about Mechubar as opposed to Tavush, Karka as opposed to Metalfalim, there Rabbi Akiva Eger is correct. However, in Shchita, we're speaking about the concept of Mechubar L'Makom Gidulo, or Menutak Mimakom Gidulo, whether something is attached to its place of growth, and therefore the Tziporen of a Tarnagola is Mechubar L'Makom Gidulo. And that is the psul. The same way that a tree is mechubar l'makom gidulo, a tziporen of a behema is mechubar l'makom gidulo. That's the definition we have over here in Shabbos. Right? Oker davar migidulo. That we're using the phrase gidulo, and we may even define it as mechubar and kolish, which is similar to tumah v'tahara, but not the same. That in tumah v'tahara, yitachen that this pitriya would be considered to be metaltalim. However, here it's makom gidulo. It is the pitra which is growing, ba'una dachatsa. It's the kashusa which is growing, vahini vahigli. Here we have a concept of okir davar v'makom yidula. Okay, so just to sharpen our definition, even if we're dealing with a physical connection, this is not necessarily the same physical connection as we would find in Tumah V'Tahara. It would be parallel, but not equivalent. Okay, so just to summarize, we have then two ways of viewing kotzer. We have kotzer of Oker Dover Malkam Gidulo breaking a physical connection. We have kotzer of Oker Dover Malkam Gidulo of breaking a yanika. And of course, nafkaminas is when you have yanika without a physical connection. Or you have a physical connection without yanika. Sad Dagim, we saw the sheet of Shami. There you have yanika without a physical connection. Physical connection without yanika, we have Rodet Vash. And then we have the case where we move into the Rishonim, Yavesh Legamre. There Rashi and Tosfos choose to define it by a lack of Psikas Yanika. There's no Kotzer Doraisa. Mashenkin the Rambam chooses to deal it with Oke Dover Makom Gidulo, and there you have Kotzer Doraisa. That doesn't mean, therefore, according to Rashi and Tosfos, that catching fish is going to be Kotzer. It means, according to Rashi and Tosfos, catching fish could be Kotzer. Question is, how far you take it? Doesn't mean, according to the Rambam, that Rodet Vash is going to be a Chayav Achatas. It means, according to the Rambam, Rodet Vash could be Chayav Achatas. And we that they, each of them, allow to get the Shita. And this then links in, come full circle, what we spoke about when we learned Zoreya, namely the Gemara on Daf Peyavot Amid Beis. That there we deal with the Gemara deals with moving an Arkis Naku from the ground and putting it al gabe yisaydos. That this is, Gemara says, chayav mishum kotzer. So Rashi and Tosfos, lishitatam, chayav mishum kotzer, self call self. Kotzer is breaking yanika. Here there's still yanika. Maybe less, but there's still yanika. So the Rashi doesn't say that chayav over here means aser drabanan. Mashenkin, according to the Rambam, you were oker davar mimakom gidulo. You had over here a physical connection. You had over here a makom gidul of an otis nakul on the karka. You put it agabi yisedos. Your chayav zoraisa. Then we have over here the we pointed out that the Rambam is the shitato that he uses. That the Rambam has different criteria in terms of tumas and maestros. We have the criteria of yanika. In terms of tumah v'tahara, we have the criteria of mechubar and tolish. We're taking the criteria of tumah v'tahara, just refining it a little bit. We're refining it from the concept of metalsil and karka, and moving it over to the concept of makom gidulo. But basically, we're breaking a physical connection. And then the Rambam is lishitato in terms of yavesh. that you're breaking a physical connection to your chayas. Not shaking Rashi, but Tosfos. They learned that we have over here a parallel to Trumos and Maestros. Trumos and Maestros is a din of Yanika. Shabbos is a din of Yanika. And then we have only have an Easter Drabanan within the world of Atis Nadlut. Yes?
What's the physical connection?
That's Makom Kipulo. That it is. The physical connection means the proximity that we are. When you have two things that are one on top of the other, that's connected. Connected doesn't mean necessarily sharashi.
You can say that for the
future one. No. The difference is that the connection over here is similar to the kishusa and the hini and higni. It's similar to the pitra in the chatzva de'una. Namely, you have one growing on top of the other. And when you move it, you are breaking that physical connection. Even though there's still going to be a snuffer, there's still going to be a degree of yanika, but that visible proximity was already broken. So therefore we point that halacha l'maisa, that Rashi and Tosfos quote or paskin or allow for a sack of the Sror Shalva Ba'asavim. That Sror Shalva Ba'asavim mutala kaneach bo, that to lift the Tzror Shalva Ba'asavim from the ground is an Iser Drabanan. We're dealing with Kavod HaBrios. Kavod HaBrios overrides the Iser Drabanan of Kotzer. Mashenkin, according to the Rambam, lifting the Tzror from the ground, that would be an Iser Doraisa, of breaking that proximity in which it was growing. And when you break that proximity, that's Iser Doraisa. Iser Doraisa is not Mutar for Kavod HaBrios, and therefore, Hidram doesn't quote the Din of Rish Lakish. Din of Rish Lakish, when they asked the fact that Machaber, in Shulchan Aruch, quotes the Din of Rish Lakish, Kaner Ed Machaber learns like Rashi tells us. That we want to have when we learn Zoreya. And we have over here the other side of the coin, yes?
Is it there you're taking the rock from the ground, or when you're Mekaneh, you're taking the grass off from the rock?
No, that's the second issue. Toloshim Menah the Shabbos, tearing the grass off of the rock, that's Hayav the Katas. That's Okir Dov and Okam Gidulo, both on the level of Yanika and on the level of physical proximity. However, to pick up the rock and then to use the other side, to use the rock side, not the grassy side, to use the rock side to wipe oneself, there, that's what's Mutar Mitzad Kavod HaBrios. There is, however, one shita here that doesn't fit in to our equation, and that's the shita of the Riva, as quoted in the Or Zarua. The Or Zarua quotes Rashi that we have when you lower Yanika, we have an Iser Drabanan, and since we have an Iser Drabanan, therefore a Tzror is Mutar. The Ein Nira L'Riva. The Riva disagrees. He says, Pshat in the Gemara, in Daf Pei Aleph on the days, Mora says Chayav. You can't just go ahead and say Chayav means Aser Drabanan. And even though Rashi quotes a precedent in Sefes Tzachim, Habo al Hakusis, and there it says Chayav, and it means Drabanan, the Riva says you can't bring a Raya from there. There the language is, based in Shachashonoi Gazru Habo al Hagoya Chayav. So it says black and white, the source of the Chiv is based in Shachashonoi. So you can't say, you know, that you see from over there that anytime the word chayav is used, it could also be drabanan. Chayav means daraisa, unless black and white within the source, it says that we're dealing with a drabanan. And therefore, we have, therefore he learns the Gemara like the Rambam. However, he still paskins the din of Tzror Shalva Ba'asavim. And we want to have this taken even. He wants to paskin like the Rambam, that when you lift an Asit Snatuv, and from the ground, Agabe Yesedos, that's Chayav Midoraisa, because you broke that physical connection between the Asis and the ground. Again, not rooted, but simply one growing on top of the other, that's already enough to be Okir Dabri Malkum Gidulo, even on the level of Mechubar, on a Doraisa plane. And yet, you're allowed to lift up the rock for Kinua. How can you have your cake and eat it? So he explains as follows. Uma Shehiksha, the quote, that which Rashi, what bothered Rashi, I chayev mamash l'tzorech heichi sharu rabban on iser skila. How can it, even for kavod habrios doing with iser daraisa? How can you not hear it? Lo domi hay l'tzor shalav asavim shemuta l'kaneach bo shekeivan shehu machziro l'karka l'mokom didiloso lav toleshu v'af al gav d'tolesh davar shehu mechubar afilu hechziro chayot Hainu hecha shaya machubar gomor. Ukeshemachziro vasham, notea lechatilahu. Avol ze sheino machubar gomor, kishu magbio, eino tovesh gomor, el imkein, kovo, bimakom acher. Shemiyed inikaso, kain pire shariva. What's Riva saying over here? Again, classic Rabbinstein. You can have either A or B, or you can have A, B. So you can have two tracks of a malacha, two tracks of kotzer. We have one track of kotzer, which is breaking the physical connection. We have another track of kotzer, which is the anika, which is breaking the anika. And these have different standards. When we're breaking a physical connection, says the Riva, even if afterwards you were to put it back into place, avarz mano, batal karbano, it's too late. Namely, that if you were to uproot a tree and then replant it, you're not going to remove the Easter of Kotzer. Now you have a new Easter of Noteya. However, when we're dealing on the level of breaking Yanika, then if I put it back in its place, it's as though I didn't do anything. I came full circle. I didn't do anything. And that maximum would be Aser Drabanan, but may even not be the Aser Drabanan. How do you know which track we're using? So here he uses Cohen's criteria. If something is Mechubar Mamash, if something is rooted, then the Iser is breaking the Chibur, breaking the physical Chibur, and that is an act which cannot be afterwards reversed. Masha'enkein, if something is simply sitting on the ground, you have a looser physical connection, what he calls eino machubar mamash, then removing it is breaking the yanika. However, if you put it back down, then basically you returned it to its yanika, and then it is not aser d'oraisa. So since by the tzror, you're not planning on taking this rock with you, you're just picking it up temporarily, you plan to use it and return it. That is only aser d'rabanan. Masha'en came by the Otis, when you put it on the Yesedos, you plan to leave it on the Yesedos, that already allows for Chiyuv D'oraisa. So that's what he points out. Masha Hiksha, the Ichayev Mamash Litzorech, Heiki Tarabon and Yisus Kilo, Domi Haylut Sorshabo Savim. Why? Shekevan Chum Machaziro, the Karaka, the Mokam Gidiloso, love Toleshu. I, Tolesh Dabashu Machubor, even Machzir, or is this Chayev? That Techashu Machubor Gomor. Ukisha Machziro Lasham, not Tail Lachatila. Now over here the Riva is not, you know, he's not passing both like the Rambam and like Rashi. He's being his own self. He's saying that we have a track of breaking a chibur, breaking a physical connection. We have a track of yanika. However, as opposed to Rashi, who says that when you lessen yanika, you're only aser drabanan, he'll know. Lessening yanika is chayav d'oraisa. Taking an aser tznokav and putting on the yasedos is chayav d'oraisa. However, if you're going to put it back down, since it's a track of yanika, that is not considered to be tolesh. Mashenkin in the realm of breaking the chibur, even if you return it, that is tolesh. When do you use track A? When do you use track B? Something which is rooted, there we use the Rabbah's track. Something which is not rooted, simply a physical proximity, there we use the Rashi's track. But then already we can take it further than Rashi. Rashi had to say that when you lessen Yanika, go down to Nisar Drabanan, because he didn't have this concept of putting it back as saying it's not Polish. Once the Riva says that when you have the track of Yanika, then returning it to its place means that, well, you see, you didn't do anything. It was just an optical illusion. But Yanika is not something that is changed in a split second. Yanika is a process. And so as long as you put it back, then basically you haven't done anything, yes?
Rashi explained in the note of the statement that the other couple of Jewish is okay with what God said. He said that's a one that story can deal with it. That's Rashi in the Shita Tzav. So why can't somebody say that we're from Jews though that really is talking about that's a couple of Jews? And you can come out to it, but why did people have to make it?
Because that's against Shas. I mean, not the political party. It's against the rule of Shas is that Kovod HaBrios is not docha isurim d'oraisa. A person's wearing shatnez in the middle of town, then we strip off the shatnez even for his own good. You know, so he shouldn't be over in isur d'oraisa of wearing shatnez, even though clearly there's going to be a problem of Kovod HaBrios. Kovod HaBrios is not docha isurim d'oraisa. And so, you know, so Rashi wanted our Gemara to be, even though that normally is not Rashi's inyan, to be matin gemarot from Masechta to Masechta, to be Tosis' job, not Rashi's job, but there are certain things that are so obvious that even Rashi felt that he couldn't just leave it without being Meir, that we're referring to an Easter job on it. Okay, in any case, so we have then, my humble opinion, the option of Yanika, the option of breaking the physical chibur, both of them could be called Oker Dov or Mimokom Kidugo, the possibility of having both tracks. And then again, if you want, you can put it back into the Rav and say you have two tracks. That already, you can play the game. However, this is my humble opinion. The Dvar Avraha, the Rav of Kovna, before the Holocaust, understood differently. So listen to Dvar Avraham, he has a long Arifus over here, and he raises this option, and then says, no. All Rishonim feel that we are dealing on the level of breaking a physical connection. We're talking about Makubar and Tavush, that we are dealing on the level of Oker Dov Mokom Gedula from a physical standpoint. Only the Yerushalmi who brings in the Tzadadim, there is no alternative but to deal with Yanika. But leaving aside Yerushalmi, everyone agrees that we're dealing on the level of Kibur and Togush. Again, it's slightly different from what we find in Tumah V'Tahara, but basically that's right. So the Rambam is Kaftar Atera. Everything fits in the Rambam, the Shifrasa, boom, 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 boom. But according to Rashi and Tosfos, if that's really correct, that we're dealing with a physical connection, so what do we do with Kash? Why, if you have something which is rooted but dead, why do we have why shouldn't we have an Easter Daraisa of Kotzer? According to the Rambam, you're breaking a physical connection. Why shouldn't we have an Easter Daraisa of Kotzer? So here, the Dvar Avraham gives an answer, which we've sort of seen as like a wild card in Hilchos Shabbos, called Dumya de Mishkan. Dumya de Mishkan. Namely, that in the Mishkan, where did they use Kotzer? They used Kotzer in order to be able to reap the Samamonim, the dyes, in order to be able to color whatever it had to be colored. Samamonim were alive, and therefore, Dumi the Mishkan, you're only going to be chayev at the end of Kotzer if it's alive. Not of the Tznai, in terms of, this has nothing to do with Yanika, but rather, the form of physical chibur that we require is physical chibur that has chiyut, that has life to it. What is Raya? He brings a fascinating Raya from a Tosfos. That's the concept of a Gadol. It doesn't have to be made in government, talked over. He brings a fascinating Raya from a Tosfos in Shavuos. Tosfos in Shavuos, and Gimel Amud Aleph, deals with a phrase that we find throughout Shas, of Kol Ha'omed Libotzer Kibotzer Gamay. That when you have something, Shavuos Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, when you have a fruit, a vegetable, which is still rooted to the ground, but it is ready to be picked. It's ready to be picked. Kol ha'omed libatzer, you have grapes that are ripe on the vine, ready to be picked. Halachically, they have the status of kibatzer gamei. Nafkamina in terms of kinyanim, that the kinyanim would make on these would be hagbah, meshicha, pinsura. You can no longer make on them the kinyanim of karka, of kesef shtar, and chazaka. Nachgamina in terms of Tuma V'Tahara, that they're considered already to be Bitsurim, they're considered already to be Alpidin Talush. Nachgamina in terms of Shavuos, that Shavuos, a Shavuos only applies to Metalklin, not the Karkos. Karka is Mutka from the parish of Shavuos. But if I claim that I sold you three grapevines, you claim, no, that I sold you four grapevines, right? And so I'm like a motive of Nixas. In other words, do we have a shvua in this situation? So if we view this ka'omeh libatzer dame, there'll be a shvua. If we view it as karka, there'll be a shvua. So we view it as kibatzer dame. This is considered to be metaltalin in terms of shvuas. It says, Tosfos, kibitzurin damyan, nire delinyan shabbos, lav kibitzuros damyan, ukumuchubaros damu. The gamar miktsira samamanim shehaya salva'achar sh'omdim likatzer. Namely, that since what were they kotzer in the Mishkan? They were kotzer dyes that were ready to be that were omid libatzer. They didn't take dye that was still in its early stages, they took the herbs. They're already ready to be kosher. So you see, Dumya de Mishkan overrides the definition of Kol HaTorah Kula. The Kol HaTorah Kula, this is considered to be Talush over here, because of Dumi de Mishkan, we have a chiyuv of Koser. So just as the Dumi de Mishkan will create the chiyuv of Koser and that which is Omid Libatzer, so Dumi de Mishkan will makia the chiyuv of Koser and that which is already totally dried out. Very interesting approach. In any case, you know, it's even though, again, I'm not chozer from what we said. I really feel that there is enough focus, and it fits very nicely into what we dealt with in Zoreya and in the Fasinok and the Rashash and Kansas of Yunika and the new kosher as a mirror image of Zoreya certainly would be very, very nice and neat. And the Rambam is because of the Yosei Dothan that he wants the new kosher as within the realm of Mechubar and Talosh. However, you could push everything into Mechubar and Talosh and bring in Dumi the Mishkan to be to work out the wrinkles. You could say that that's not Dumi the Mishkan. That's not the way Kotzer was done in the Mishkan. That can bring it down to the Rabbanim. So, okay, you have the wild card, you can use it. So that's the Barabbam's approach. So that's what we have of, yes?
And any premature fruits according to the Dabar Abraham and the Yahweh Wundi
The question is how far are you going to take it? You could say that what we are excluding over here is to say that fruit which is ripe is still, in other words, we're saying that the kosher is still relative, is still shayach to it, and fruit which is already dried out, yavesh, there already we have makoros of yavesh. The question is, how do you learn them? Yavesh yibeyah, heidig yehem yibeyah, you know, you have makoros. But in terms of something which is beginning to grow, and you nip it in the bud, that part of Varavam doesn't go. Could one, if we had a source that is not kosher, could we explain with the Mishkan? Yes, we have no source that's not kosher. Not aware of anyone who takes it that far. Okay, so that's in terms of the Pu'ula. In terms of the Tachlis, what's the Tachlis of kosher? So, the Chola, we have a phrase, kosher v'tzarech le'etzin. You want to use that which you are kosher. Were we to have a situation where you were to be kosher and not necessarily want to use what you were to be kosher, let's say, for example, a tree was blocking your view, and you just wanted to cut off the branches of the tree that you would have a view from your home, maybe that would be Malacha She'ein Sri Chalagufa. And we'll return to Amachlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you'd be Chayo Zoraisa. According to Rabbi Shimon, you would go down to an Eastern Drabana. That's what we would normally say, using the general rules. If Kosher Vitzarach La'Eitzim, for whatever purpose, Sarach La'Eitzim could be for stock, Sarach La'Eitzim could be for firewood, Sarach La'Eitzim could be for that you want to plant them, whatever the Sarach La'Eitzim would be, but you need the Sarach La'Eitzim. If we have a situation of Ein Sarach La'Eitzim, simply you just want that tree not to be there, then that would be a classic Malacha She'ein Sricha L'Gufa. And that's what we would have said were it not for Tosfos. And however, we have over here a Tosfos on that Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, where Tosfos, when the Gemara says that Zomer v'tzarech le'etzim kayesh dayim, doesn't say v'tzarech le'etzim, nira the afil l'rav Yehuda de machayev malacha she'en shirich l'gufa, in this case, by Kotzer, v'inam tzarech le'etzim, v'lo nikri be'etzim Kotzer, ela b'inyan zeh. That we are moving the Tachlis from a condition of malachas machsheves into the definition of the malacha. And if we don't have tzarech le'etzim, you don't have a malacha. Midi dahave akorea almanas litfor, that's a definition. Mochek almanas lichtov, that's a definition. So also we have a concept over here of kotzer v'tzarech le'etzim. Question is, what pushed Tosos? What pushed him? So of course, the phrase of korea almanas litfor, that's the language of the Mishnah. Mochek almanas lichtov, that's the language of the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say kotzer v'tzarech le'etzim. So what pushed him, and how do we know? Then you sort of open a Pandora's box. How do we know when a tachlis is part of the malacha, and when a tachlis is simply a tnai malachas machsheves? When we're going to have a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, when even Rabbi Yehuda will agree? What over here is going on within Tosfos? And even al pisvara, korea, the, you know, it's korea. So we say that korea were it not to be a menasa litzvor, that's mekalkel. Where if the person is mochei without a menasa litzvor, that's mekalkel. But what does that do with kosher? What does that do with kosher? You kosher as mekalkel. What are you mekalkel? It's lechor. We spoke about the fact that in Zomer, certainly not mekalkel by removing. Where do we have this? You know, is this there are the concept called melechet siruk, right? You sort of have a malacha which is a negative malacha. Kosher lechor is not a negative malacha, and you pick tomatoes as a negative malacha because an owner on the vine is negative. Positive. Now you have tomatoes to eat. So why put it in the same category as Korea and Mochid? Korea and Mochid, you are removing, you are destroying, you are undoing, unraveling. Over here, you're simply bringing something closer to yourself. Why even compare it? Al Pisfar. So firstly, what's the Makar? What push tells us? It's not the language of the Mishnah. And Al Pisfar, why link these two? So I'm aware to answer this question of four directions. We'll deal with two of them today, and we neither of the two of them will hold over in Yisrael Shem for Yom Hamishi. The first direction is Rav Shechter learned Shabbos with Rav Soloveitchik, and there are notes that are still in his handwriting, and so in his notes he gives a direction of the Rav, that the Rav said that we understand this Tosfos, we have to understand the previous Tosfos. Let's go back a minute to every Gemara, the Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, we have the list of the 39 Avos Melachos, of which we're only really well acquainted with Zoreya and Koresh, but we have the entire list. And over there, as part of the list, we have HaKosher VaHamakir. Tying your shoes, untying your shoes. So Tosa says, Tarachiyun, do we say that matir is only going to be chayev if it's almanas likshor? Or do we say that matir is chayev independently, even if it's not almanas likshor? Namely, are we going to call matir something similar to korea, almanas likshor, mochei, almanas likshor? Are we also going to have matir, almanas likshor? So, lechora, and we would say, why in the world should you even raise such a possibility? The Mishnah says, Korea almanas lichtor. The Mishnah says, Mochek almanas lichtor. The Mishnah doesn't say, Matir almanas lichtor. I mean, the Mishnah lechora is being very, very specific. Where do we have this almanas? Where do you require this as part of the definition? So he says, Umidalo tani leik, and the tani mochek almanas lichtor, and the daktik. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi over here was not exact. Why? The Mishnah simply says Haboneh v'hasoter, and everyone knows that Soser Shalom Almanas Livnos is Patur. The Perek Memadlikin Aminan Dehedya Binan Soser Almanas Livnos. So you see, the Mishnah is not exact. Once the Mishnah is not exact, and it mentions Soser, even though it should have written Soser Almanas Livnos, maybe when it wrote Matir, it should have written Matir Almanas Likshor. So Tosfos says that this question, when you need Matir Matlikshor, is a Machlokas Rishonim. It's a Machlokas Rashi and Rabbein Ochanano. Two Rishonim have preceded Tosfos. He said, Ulafima Shafirish Rashi Bigmara. In Mr. Amile Tre Kitre. A person is weaving and he gets to a point where he has two knots. Bahadi Hadadi, Vishne Chutim Ze Eitzel Ze, Shari Chad Umeniach Chad. In other words, the Rashi says, what is the malacha of matir? Malacha of matir is undoing one of those two knots. That you have two knots, you don't need both of them, one is enough. So if you undo one of the knots, that's the malacha of matir. Even though it was not matir al manat likshor. So he sees mashma de machaye below al manat likshor. You see black and white that Rashi understood the Gemara, that if a person undoes a knot, and he doesn't plan to knot it, that's still a malacha. So he says, however, that's not part of the Gemara. Lashon katavo mashak pirusho, Rabbeinu Chananel pirish, v'chein mashmi Yerushalmi, v'shenipsak chut v'shtei mekomot, v'nikshar, that we have two knots, one next to the other. So what do? You untie both knots, throw away the middle piece and then tie the two ends together, that's the melacha of matir. I mean, matir is untying a knot in order to tie. Shematirim shnei haksharim mashlichim lechut ha'emtzai chozim lekoshin shtei harashim zevazet ein bo lekesher echad ulefiz emashma devoyim matir almanat lekshor. And it's not written, so it's not written. It's also not written, so it's not written. No. Namely, Machlokas Rashi holds that Matir is simply untying, per se, independently. Mashenk and Kornkvenu Hanano need to be Matir Amanat Lekshor. What's the Machlokas? Again, what's going on over here? What are the criteria? So here, the Rebbe wanted to say that everyone agrees that when do you need an Almanas? When you have a Malechas Kilkul. If you have a malacha, which is a mekalkel, it's only going to be chayev on Shabbos, as malachas on Shabbos, if it's amanat l'takein. You need mekalkel, it's only going to be chayev amanat l'takein. Korea, almanat, which four? Mochek, mekalkel, almanat, l'chtov. The question is, how do we define mekalkel? What does it mean? What would be the English definition of mekalkel? What are you mekalkel? Are you mekalkel the chetes? Or what's the other alternative? Or are you mekalkel the previous malacha? Again, let's take a case of korea. You could say that korea is mekalkel because now you have a torn object. Or you could say, why is korea mekalkel? Because how was this beged created? It was woven. Namely, you did a malacha of ariga, and now you are breaking the ariga. You are breaking your previous malacha. You're mekalkel the previous malacha. You had done a malachas machsheves, and now you're mekalkel the machsheves. You're mochek. Why is mochek mekalkel? You could say, because now it's something, you know, it's erased. That's the, you were mekalkel, that was it. You can't read it any longer. That's the kilkul. You're mekalkel the chepes. But you say, no, there was a malachas machsheves of kosei, and you were mekalkel the previous malachas machsheves of kosei. So whichever way you learn, those two malachas, or soser for that purpose, fit into both definitions. Soser, you could be chayev because there's no longer twin towers, or you could be chayev because someone had done a malacha of binyan on those twin towers, and you destroyed his malacha of binyan. You took things back to nature. There was another machsheves, and you brought it back to zero. That's the mekalkel. So for those three malachas, both definitions work. What about matir? If I untie my shoes, I was mekalkel something? Did I tear something? Did I destroy something? Did I erase something? I untied my shoes. That's not a kilkul b'chetza. However, I was certainly mekalkel the previous malacha. Someone had done a malacha of kosher, a malacha of machsheves that only a human being or a monkey could do, right? And I untied it. I broke the malacha of machsheves of kosher. So that's the machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel. According to Rashi, we're defining mekalkel from the perspective of the chetza. And I'm sorry, we're defining, yeah, mekalkel of the chetza. I didn't do mekalkel. What is mekalkel? Matir per se is not mekalkel. So therefore, matir is a malachas tikkun. It's a malacha. I'm getting to a stage where I want to get without any kilkul. There's no need for an amanas, according to Rashi. Masha'en king, Tosfos, and Rabbeinu Hananel use a definition of the mekalkel, the previous malacha. That applies not only to soser, and to korea, and to mochek, but also to matir. And then I need a matir almanas likshor. If we understand that way, now let's move back to our Tosfos. Kotzer. Is kotzer a malachas kilkul? Was I mekalkel anything by being kotzer? According to Rashi, if kotzer is the mekalkel achetes, when I pull a tomato off a vine, I wasn't mekalkel achetes. If I cut a branch off a tree, I wasn't mekalkel the tree. Go ahead, maybe the tree will even grow better without this branch. So then, lechora, there is no need for tzarach le'asin as part of our definition of the malacha. However, we're not learning Rashi now, we're learning Tosfos. And Tosfos is Rabbi Hananel. And what's Rabbeinu Hananel's definition of malachas kilkul? If I am undoing the previous malacha. What was my previous malacha? Zoreya. And now I am kotzer. I am undoing my previous malacha. My previous malacha was creating yadika, creating smicha, creating chibur. And now I am undoing it That already is a problem. Malchus Kilkul. That's on Malchus Machsheves. In order to turn into Malchus Machsheves, I need Kotzer Almanas Shitzarech Le'etziv. But just a minute. Okay, that's a broad picture. However, yes. On this branch. This branch was Yonek. This branch was Machubar. That was the result of Maitreya. I am undoing the result of Maitreya.
Yeah, but on this branch, the entire tree.
Fine. So, but currently I'm cutting off this branch. So cutting this branch, who I mean, when I weave an entire tapestry and I cut, I don't undo the entire tapestry. I just undo the part that I tear. Right? So on that part that I tore, I previously wove. It was created via weaving, and now I broke the malacha. And so also over here, I had previously this branch had come about via malachas zorei, and now I no longer have that zoria in the branch. Yes.
But now we need
excellent. So Khan, just a minute. Let's be consistent. All of our almanat up to now were almanat to get back to the original. Right? I want to get back to the ksiva. Mochek almanat lichtov. Sosh almanat lichnod. So over here, we should say, maybe kosher is only going to be chaya. It's almanat lizroa. I'm cutting off this branch in order to plant it. That would be matim. That then everything would fit in like a glove. But here, Sarach Leitzin could be for a million and one reasons. So that's what bothered Tosfos also. That's why Tosfos continued. Nira the Afilu Rabbi Yehuda the Machayev Malacha Hashem Shirich LeGufa Binan Sarach Leitzin. The Lo Mikri the Eitzin Kotze Ela Ben Yanze Midi Dehave Akorea Almanat Lichtor Mochek Almanat Lichtor. And it also continues. He doesn't stop there. He continues. Ukida Amar Rav Yochanan Lekam on the Perek Chavis. Echad kvashim ve'echad shlokos shesachtan v'gufan mutar v'mimehen chayav chatav. What's going on over here? Let's just give a little background. We have a malacha which is called disha. What does disha mean? Disha means to extract. To extract. The av malacha of disha is extracting a fruit from its shell. It's a nut from its shell. That's disha. You take the wheat and you extract it from its outer casing. That's the av malacha of disha. It's called threshing. Threshing is removing the seed from the outer casing. The tolva is squeezing a liquid out of a solid. Milking a cow is a tolva of dush. I am extracting the milk from the udder. Okay, so on the level of the av, I'm extracting a food from its outer covering. And the level of the tolda, I'm extracting a liquid from a solid. Comes on Gemara and says, what if this liquid was not in the solid to begin with? Not naturally in the solid, not talking about looking at cow, but rather we're dealing with kvashim. I took a cucumber and I pickled the cucumber. I put it into brine. And I let it sit in the sun with a little bit of spices here and there, and I create, lo and behold, a cucumber, like on the Lower East Side. I make a cucumber. And now I want to squeeze the liquid out of this cucumber. To start off with, the cucumber didn't have liquid in it, but the cucumber absorbed the brine in the course of its becoming kvashim. Or shvakot. I made fruit soup. And I made baked apple. Okay, I made a baked apple. And now I want to take my baked apple and squeeze the apple, the water, the apple juice out of the baked apple. I can squeeze it. That's shlakot. I can squeeze it. So it says in the Gemara that he sochet kvashim v'shlakot v'gufan mutar. That if I am squeezing them because I want a drier pickle. I don't like to eat a pickle, you know, which is squishy. I like to eat dry pickles. So I'm squeezing the pickle to get out the excess juice, or the baked apple. I like to eat drier baked apples, not those that are full of liquid. If that's why I'm doing it, it's mutar lagamri. If I'm doing it because I want pickle juice, or I want apple juice, then I am chayav midoraisa. So the question is, what's going on over here? I understand that if I want the juice, that's chayav midoraisa. Because that's the tachlis. Why does someone squeeze a grape to get the juice. Why does someone squeeze the udder? In order to be able to get the milk. So here I'm squeezing the pickle, I'm squeezing the apple to get the mitz. That's Chayev D'oraisa. That's a Malka D'oraisa. But let's say I just want a pickle which is drier, or an apple which is drier. What should be mutter? It should be a Malacha She'en Sricha L'gufa. I'm doing the act for a different purpose. It should be that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should also be Chaya, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it should be also Drabonan. Why over here do I get to a Heter? So this is why Tosus is bringing it. Tosus asks, Am I Shari Lagufan Lahabik Malacha She'en Sricha L'gufa Ela Taima Latisha Ain Derech Disha Dikana? So what is Tosus telling us? Tosus is telling us that here, squeezing the juice out of the shlakot or out of the kvisha, that's a kilkul. That's a malachas mekalkil. What does it mean, a malachas mekalkil? That I had put that juice in there via bishul. Now I am destroying the process of bishul by squeezing it. I had put the juice in there via kvisha. Those are malachot. Now I am destroying the kvisha via the disha. So my disha is a malachas mekalkil. I am destroying the effects of the previous malacha. So that is why it is mutter, because it's aimed derech disha dekach. Disha is only if I don't destroy, but if I'm destroying, then it's no good. Unless I'm going to have a positive purpose. If I'm going to come out with a positive purpose, that's going to be turn my malachas kilkul into a tikkun. That the fact that we have over here a situation of Sarakim Emehen, that'll turn it back into a malacha. And we're only going to be a malacha if I'm going to have something positive. So we see over here, said the Rav, what do you see? Why did Tosfos bring this as an example? You see, you don't need necessarily to return to the previous malacha. All that you require is that you have a positive upshot, that you have a positive result. A positive almanat also will break malacha's kilkul. So just as within the world of Fashim and Shlakos, Lumimehen Chayov, because we have a positive result, so also in the world of Kotzer, the Tzarach La'etzim, you're Chayov because you have a positive result. That's exactly why Tosfos brought in this example. Had we only had the examples of Korea Almanas Litzvar and Mohek Almanas Lichto, we would have thought that in order to break the Malachas Kilkul, you have to go back to where you started from. You see, no. As long as you have a Malachas Machshavas, as long as you have a Tachlit Chiyuvi, that is all that you require in terms of creating that this will be called Disha or this will be called Kotzer. Yes?
I know the other analysis is the safety device. So there was
a student in the Kollel 1, 2, 3, 4 years ago named Moshe David Weissman, who was a very, very fine Talmid Chacham, currently has a Kollel in Beitar, and he was bothered by your question. He wanted to hone our definition, to sharpen our definition. He says, L'chora, when we speak about a positive taplus over here, by Kotzer, the Tzarach La'etzim, or by Sochet and the Kvisha, the Tzarach La'etzim, the Etzim, this is a continuity of the previous Malacha. So of course, why did I plant something? I planted it in order to be able to use it. Why would I mevashel this apple? In order to be able to eat it. Why did I make the pickle? In order to be able to eat it. So as long as I am returning to my previous malacha, not necessarily recreating my previous malacha, but even just bringing my previous malacha to fruition, that I planted in order to cut. So now I'm cutting. I planted this tomato plant in order to be able to pull off the tomato. I planted the tree in order to be able to use the branch. Like the giving tree, right? In other words, I planted a tree in order that this tree be able to return to me. And so now I'm getting my return. That's the result of my planting in the first place. And who I did it was the Tfashim Vishlakos. So after Mehen, when I made the baked apple, I made the baked apple that you should eat the apple and get the juice as well. That now the water turned into apple juice. And now the water turned into pickle juice that I wanted you to be netted from that as well. So as long as we have a positive Hana'a, which completes the previous Malacha, that's the equivalent of of recreating previous malacha. Namely, you can either complete the previous cycle or recreate the previous malacha. Korea amanat litzvor, mopek amanat litzvor means to recreate the previous malacha. Over here, we're dealing with really just bringing the previous malacha to its proper end. That we're not destroying the previous malacha. We're not going in back. In other words, where I do plant a tree and then cut the tree because I want to see the view. I am basically going to get into this malacha. I planted something to grow, and now I'm cutting it off totally arbitrarily. That's malacha skillful, according to Tosfos. That is not going to be chayev daraisa, even according to Rav Yehuda. Masha'en chain, if I'm going to use this tree for any purpose, I'm going to use it for firewood, I'm going to use it for replanting, I'm going to use it for dupersa. That's why I planted the tree. I planted the tree in order to be able to use the tree. So the tahrit chiyuvi can either be something that will recreate that which was. That's what we have by Moke Kamanat Lichtov and Korea Amanat Lisfor, etc. Or it could be to complete that which was. I am now completing the purpose of my planting. Why did I plant the tomato plant? To eat the tomatoes. So that's Kotzer V'Tzarach La'etzim. Kotzer V'Tzarach La'etzim. Now I'm getting my full. The cycle is being completed in terms of my Zeriah. If the Kotzer is completing the Zeriah, if the Kotzer completes the Zeriah, that's also considered to be a positive purpose. If the Sita completes the Bishul, if the Sita completes the Klisha, that's also considered to be a Melechas Machsheva. So I think taking what Moshe David said and what the Rav said, putting it together, I think it fits in as a direction in Tosfos. We don't take this direction. But what we've done is that we've linked this Tosfos to the Tosfos on Amud Aleph. We have over here a new definition of Melechas Kilkul. Normally we would have always assumed that Kilkul means Kilkul Achetza. When the same Machlokes between Rashi and Elkanina, we had to come up with a new definition. Once we came up with it, then we could apply it over here to Tosfos L'shitato and explain why he requires Tzarach L'Esim. And then you understand it has Achiminas in terms of Malachas that we're going to come to in the future. That we're going to see, are these also considered Malachas skillful in terms of a series, in terms of breaking the previous Malacha? Yes? That's the whole purpose of our that's our voting in the world. We must to finish off Akash Barakus Malat Gusmiva, Kasas Shivua. Right? And we've got Akash Barakus created an imperfect world and we finish it up. So he planted where Kosher. No? Think so. That's what I find it. That was in Gan Eden. No, Akash Baruch Hu said, I'll be Zareya, you'll be Kotzer. And then Nevach, Vizeya Satecha, Tochal Lecha, that we have a call, we have to be Zareya as well. Had we been in Gan Eden, we never have been Zareya, just to be Kotzer. So Tosfos, we are completing a certain cycle. Yeah.
Can you say, just like a person plants a tree in order to grow on the inside, now I want to use the word for firewood as a positive purpose, just like.
No. Cutting down the wood to have a better view means that I am yitzharet that this tree was ever planted in the first place. I regret having planted this tree. I planted it in the wrong place. I shouldn't have planted it by my window. And therefore I am now cutting it off because it's bothering me. That's a malachas kilkul. What?
It's not
easily marvelous. That's what we call the lack of malachas machsheves according to Tosfos. This is Tosfos' chiddush, right? This is Tosfos' chiddush. We would have up to now called it a malacha shein siyutul agufa, that according to Rabbi Yehuda you'd be chayav, and according to Rabbi Shimon you'd be potter. Comes on Tosfos and says, no, we have over here a malachas kilkul, and as part of the definition of the malacha we need, she'lo mikri be'etzim kotzer, ela be'inyan zeh. This is the definition of kotzer, needed to have like all the other malachas kilkul.
And now I'm confused, why would this time when they made him be a completion of the act of pickling the...
I created this baked apple by cooking. I cooked the apple in water to create baked apple plus apple juice. And now by my pulling out the apple juice in order to drink it, so I'm in mayhem. I want to drink the apple juice. That's part. It's like when you have two people who would boil an egg. This one likes the white, this one likes the yellow. Right? So over here, instead of having a white and a yellow, you have the shlakot and you have the mayhem.
I don't know what the material is inside sackcloth, but by pickles, you don't pickle things for the cheese, you pickle things for the pickles.
Well, yeah, that's you like pickles. My daughter likes pickle juice. That's the apparent. But in any case, you always just joke around, you know, that if you like the white meat, you should search for a girl who likes the dark meat, because otherwise, what are you going to do? You're having that on Shabbos with chicken. And the cool thing is that there has to be some, it always works out. Kind of, we have nine children, it works out probably like this or like that, you know, that we're able to get through a meal. But over here, so you have the main mayhem is part of the process of Vishal. It's part of the completion of the process of Vishal.
So therefore, there's no meal that's in the opposite. Yeah, why should you be cut up for the pickle? I mean, if it's either or, so then you should be...
No, because then you're throwing away. That's like the tree. That's how you're cutting off. That's the equivalent of cutting off your branches. You don't want the entire tree. The part of the tree that doesn't block your view you want. The part of the tree that blocks your view you don't want. What you're doing here is you're taking part of throwing away part. Throwing it away. Lugufa means that you're taking this and squeezing the pickle into the drain. Squeezing the pickle into the drain, that is a malachas pilkul. That's a malachas pilkul. Now, Shankin, if you squeeze a pickle into a cup and you give it to your neighbor who likes pickle juice, that's a malachas tikkun. There you're completing the malacha. Okay.
Is it possible that Rashi is not mashma that way? The Rashi is mashma like tokens? Because the tzarf etzim osakom yishum the tzarf lehem havi kolze kotzer, meaning dafka tzarf lehem, otherwise it wouldn't even be malachas kotzer?
No. Rashi is saying why is kotzer opposed to zareya? That's the first tosis. You have two tosis. You have zomer v'tzarach le'etzim, right? Chayev shtayim. Rashi is one of the first tosis. Why you chayev shtayim? For the zomer of your chayev zareya, but tzarach le'etzim your chayev kotzer. Then tosis comes and says, not only, you know, if you need tzarach le'etzim to be chayev kotzer, you need tzarach le'etzim for it to be kotzer. That's a tradition of tosis. No one would ever say the word tosis. No one ever said it since, before, after. Tosis is shita. Okay, let's just see one more. We'll see someone who clearly disagrees with tosis. Gilyon Hashas, have a little bit of Eger in the margin. Tell us this here, Maslu Vitzarek. Midi Dahave Akorea Almanas Vitzvor. Mivuar, you learn from Tosis of Yakiv Eger a new rule. The Sirele, Da'af Hecha De'eno Mikalkel, Vitzarek Le'eze Dovar, Mikomakom Patur. That even in a situation you don't have Melech Mikalkel. You don't have malachas makalkel. The tzarech le'eze davar. You are doing something which is for your benefit. You want the view. B'chol zot you're potter. So Rabbi Kiver certainly does not learn like Rabbi Kiver. Rabbi Kiver is saying over here, we do not have a malachas makalkel. This is not the same as Korea almanat for. Namely, when Tosa says midi dahave, he is not putting it in the category of Malachas Kilkul. He's saying, just as in Malachas Kilkul we need almanat, so also over here we need almanat. But why do we need almanat? That's where Akiva continues. Va'afilu Rabbi Yehuda, the sphere of life, de'eno almanat litvor, lomikri malacha chashuva. Va'chein nirim idivrei ha-ketzak nishna perek yud, halacha yud niyoko Shabbos. That we have a concept over here of malacha chashuva. Malacha chashuva, that we want to create a malacha chashuva. Kotzer is only going to be a malacha chashuva if we are going to tzarech le'etzim. Otherwise, it's not a malacha chashuva. Where does this come from? Where is it heading to? Where the Kiva Eger was tremendously bothered by Tosfos. The Chara Tosfos is comparing apples and oranges, so that Tosfos is comparing kotzer to Korei Almanas Litzvor, Melchak Almanas Litzvot, they'll go to Melchas Kilkul. Here we don't have Melchas Kilkul. We have Kotzer. Kotzer is not Melchas Kilkul. So the Rekhi Vigor is saying that we have this super category called Melacha Chashuva. You need a Melacha Chashuva. Korea, if it's not Almanas Litzvor, it's not a Melacha Chashuva. He doesn't want to use the word Kilkul, because then that wouldn't include Kotzer. So even if it's not a Kilkul, it's not a Melacha Chashuva. Kotzer without tzarach le'etzim is not a malacha chashuva. Tofer korei almanas litzvor is not a malacha chashuva. That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's direction that we have certain malachot where the tachlis has to be part of the malacha for it to be called a malacha chashuva. And there is no category malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa There's no there is no possibility of being chayav without the tachlis in those situations. And kotzer is an example. And kotzer is an example. And schita is an example. And these are similar in that respect to korei almanas litzvor u'mochek almanas lichtov. And then Tosos was bothered. Delachora, if this is the rule, we have a problem with this rule. V'kashali, nisugya delakaman, v'daf kuf dalet amadeis, gam, v'daf kuf dalet amadeis. Let's just leave it at that. Let's not see the second question of Rav Kivega. What do we see on daf kuf dalet amadeis? That over there we have a situation, actually it's daf kuf amadeis. What do we see on daf kuf amadeis? That over there we have a situation of korea almeso, or korea b'chamato. And the Gemara says that if someone is korea al meto on Shabbos, or is korea al chamato b'Shabbos, he is chayav. Just a minute. Korea, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, by definition has to be al menat litzvor. That's what turns it into malacha chashuva. And over here we don't have korea al menat litzvor. That when you are korea al meto, you're not planning on sewing it up again. Korea b'chamato. So if you want to, you're so angry that you want to break something in order to be able to let out your anger, you're not thinking of putting the pieces back together again. So why in the world are you chayav? It's a tzarachiyim. These are tzarachiyim. Akimar is tzarachiyim. According to the Rav, there's no problem. The ikar is that you have a positive result. Your kriya has to bring about a positive result. Tosach yubi. So, korea al meso is a positive result. That you're taking the kilkul of the korea and using it for something positive. The korea b'chamaso, you're using it for something positive. For you, subjectively, it's positive. So that already breaks the kilkul. And according to the Rav, we had this category of malchus kilkul. We grew up kosher into malchus kilkul. In order to be able to override malchus kilkul, you need a tachlis which is kiyubi. It could be the tachlis kiyubi amanat litzvor. It could be korea almeso. It could be korea b'chamaso. All of these are tachliyot kiyubiyot that break malchus kilkul. But according to the Akiva Eiger, malchus kilkul won't help us by kosher. Kosher is not a malchus kilkul. So you have to say no. We have certain situations we need a malacha chashuva. And in those situations we need a malacha chashuva, the tachlis has to become part of the malacha. You need kosher tzarach la'etzin. You need korea amanas litzvor. So then, any other tachlis would not create that chashivut. Korea al-meito, korea l'chamato, creates a tzarach iyun. But what is this category of Rabbi Akiva Eiger? How far does it go? Why would kosher not be malacha chashuva without the tzarach la'etzin? Why would sulfate not be malacha chashuva without the tzarach la'etzin? Why are these different than chofir borvet, tzarach la'afara, etc.? That Rabbi Akiva Eiger doesn't deal with. He just gives a title. Says that you see from this Tosfos that we're expanding the category of the Mishnah. She'af she'eicha she'enam mekalkel, tzarech le'ezeh davar, even when you have something positive in mind, and you're subjectively, mikom akom patur, afilu Rav Yehuda. Why? Because it's lo mikri malacha chashuva. He creates this category called malacha chashuva. But he doesn't help us define the category, A. And B, there are questions, there are kashis on what he wrote from within the Gemara. He was aware of it. He was aware of these kashis. But that was the mindset that he was working with him. Okay, we'll stop over here. What we're going to see, if you want to look in advance, there's this Tosfos is quoted in a Maharsha in Sanhedrin on the Kavav Amud Aleph. Not a Bucky in Maharsha in Sanhedrin, but the Eglei Tal quotes it. Okay. The Maharsha in Sanhedrin on the Kavav Amud Aleph quotes this Tosfos. That's one direction. And then the Eglei Tal himself has, in Sifkot and Lamed, has his own direction. So we'll see those two directions from Tosfos, because both of them have halacha l'maisa ramifications. And then we'll continue in the Maamar Kamos next time.
Slightly well, if you're angry and you knock off a brim, so you're chayav. You don't need daf at tzarach la'etzin, you just need some type of tzitzin. So if you're angry and you knock off a branch, you're chayav. I mean, the Be'er Halacha mentioned something like that.
According to Moshe David Weissman, according to the Rav without Moshe David Weissman,
so according to Moshe David Weissman, David, and then Then what would be the chat in that Gemara with Korea from the Chametz or because of me? He has the same passion as the Rebbe.